AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is there a video of the final few moments of the doomed German passenger plane that slammed into the French Alps last week? The deputy editor of the French magazine Paris Match says there is, and he's seen it.
The footage is very blurry, but the sound is very, let us no doubt that the passenger actually knew what was going on inside and knew what was going to happen.
Reginald Lesommier of Paris Match magazine on the Today Show this morning. French investigators say they have not found such a video, but if it exists, whoever has it should turn it over to authorities. Meanwhile, the CEO of Lufthansa visited the crash site this morning.
I think it will take a long, long time for everybody, all of us, to understand how this could happen.
Carsten Spohr did not say what the airline knew about the mental health of the co-pilot, whom investigators say intentionally crashed the airplane, though they don't yet know why. Walmart and David Letterman are among the latest to wade into the controversy over religious freedom laws in Indiana and perhaps soon Arkansas. Critics say these types of laws allow merchants to deny service to gays and lesbians. Letterman told his late-night audience,
"This is not the Indiana I remember as a kid. I lived there for 27 years, and folks were folks, and that's all there was to it."
Arkansas has passed a religious freedom bill similar to Indiana's, and Walmart is calling on the governor there not to sign the bill into law. President Obama is congratulating the president-elect of Nigeria, saying the election there has shown the world the strength of the country's commitment to democracy. Muhammadu Buhari will be the new president. New just-released survey finds that hiring slowed in March, maybe because of the severe winter. This is AP Radio News. Prospects for reaching an outline for a deal on Iran's nuclear program are not clear right now. The talks are continuing, though, in Switzerland. Here's our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
A day after blowing through a self-imposed deadline, three of the six foreign ministers involved left. Iran's deputy foreign minister says a joint statement could come out today, but suggested it would not contain any specifics, which a senior Western official calls unacceptable. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is hopeful.
Fingers crossed, and we'll hope to get there during the course of the day.
The German Foreign Ministry says while nothing is agreed, there is visible progress. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
An FBI agent accused of abusing heroin from his own drug investigations has pleaded guilty in his own case. Matthew Lowry of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, was formerly a special agent with the Washington Field Office. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.